Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler joins us today and, of course, taking a tour of some of the Randolph County facilities. How neat is this for you to be able to get out and do something like this?
Oh, it's so much fun to come and see a county that has a brand new facility for their county government. You don't see that very often, and it's really a testament to the citizens of this county and how much they want to invest in good government for themselves and for the future.
Okay, I know one of the big things on everyone's plate right now is gun control. Do we need more on that kind of thing? Do you have any thoughts moving forward?
Well, we need to keep our kids safe. You know, I'm a former junior high and high school teacher. I'm a mom, and I'm certainly very focused on this. But I think we need to go after really the issue of the school shooting, which was we need more protection with kids at school. And we need law enforcement to be able to do their job. That was kind of the problem in that instance. And I don't think just across the board eliminating one type of gun is going to stop these school shootings. I was invited to go to the White House a few weeks ago to look at perhaps one cause, which may be violent video games, but I also think that mental health is an issue, and I passed a bill in the House called Police Officers Protecting Children, which allows off-duty police officers and retired police officers the ability to carry a gun on school grounds if the local school district wants them to, and I think that's certainly part of the solution that we need.
Does that really need to be that local decision?
It really does. I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all solution coming out of Washington, D.C., telling our local schools what they can and cannot do. And right now, with the School Free Gun Zones Act, it prevents a local school district from allowing a retired police officer, an off-duty police officer, to carry a gun at a school function after hours, like a football game. And, you know, that's just not right. I had a 30-year-old I had a 30-year veteran of the police force who is retired come to me a while back and bring this idea because he went to his granddaughter's music program at school, and she went to one of our rural schools and was far away from the sheriff's department. And as he sat there in the music program, he said, "We are all sitting ducks." And it really upset him because here he is qualified to carry a weapon, and he would be more than happy to carry a gun to a music program or a football game or something if the local school would like him to, because it would take 30 minutes for the sheriff's deputy to get there if something would happen. So it just makes sense to me to give the local schools this option and to give one more level of protection for our kids.
All right, the tax cut proposal has been in effect for a while. Is it working?
It is. It is really exciting to see over 400 businesses that have given bonuses to their employees. $30 billion worth of bonuses so far have gone into the pocketbooks of hardworking Americans. And it's fun to, you know, talk to individuals as they look at their paycheck and see that people's paychecks are increasing as well because the tax rates have gone down for everybody. So the average family of four in our district should see about a $2,000 tax savings next year. And that's real money for people, and that's going to make a big difference.
All right. Do we need to make these permanent now?
Well, certainly after the 8 years, I think that'll be something that needs to be revisited, and I hope that Congress will go ahead and make it permanent. I can't believe they wouldn't. But in the meanwhile, that's going to be a lot of help to local families and local communities to send less money to Washington and let them keep more of it right here so they can spend it on their own family.
Okay, and we've been hearing a little bit about the infrastructure proposal. Do you see that moving forward at some point soon?
Well, we just passed a large spending bill that does start the process of investing some money into infrastructure, and this is something that needs to be done. I mean, in Missouri, we have the seventh largest miles of roads of any state in the nation, and our roads are crumbling and our bridges are unsafe. So we've got to come up with a plan, and the president has laid out a proposal, and those committees are going to start working on the specifics of that over the next spring and summer.
Are you excited about getting it done?
I am. It really needs to happen because roads are something that you and I can't build, but it's something that collectively we pay taxes for, and it's something that's needed. So I'm hopeful we'll be able to get that package done that leverages private partnerships as well so that we can rebuild our roads and make things safer for our families.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for the time.
You bet. Thank you.
Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, she's joined us today in Quicksand this morning.